Vietnam Radio in South Vietnam could have heard this newscast by Jim Allingham.
According to the Associated Press, a television newscaster on the American Forces Vietnam Network in Saigon charged over the air late last night that a broadcaster on the network, and we quote, is not free to tell the truth, unquote. The newscaster, 27-year-old Specialist 5 Robert Lawrence of Atlanta, Georgia, made the accusation at the end of his 11 p.m. broadcast. As the newsman and report Specialist Lawrence said, I am dedicated to giving the public the news and events worldwide and on the local level. I am pledged to tell the truth at all times, and I will always tell the truth, either in the military or as a civilian. In the military in Vietnam, I have found that a newscaster at AFVN is not free to tell the truth, and in essence, to tell it like it is, unquote. Specialist Lawrence said the military assistance command in Vietnam, the overseer of all American forces in the country, and we quote again, has seen to it that all those newscasters who are dedicated to their work are sent away to other areas, in some cases off the air completely, unquote. A spokesman said the U.S. command would have no immediate comment. He said the command was attempting to determine exactly what was said, and that a statement probably would be made later.
The night before that newscast, correspondent Frank Mariano talked with Lawrence shortly after Lawrence finished his blast.
Bob, why did you do what you did tonight?
Well, I've been here for 6 months in the news department, and I've seen the news being suppressed. I've seen it being censored from all levels in our department. I've been told by our officers in MACV and the MACV Office of Information, whom we're directly responsible to, has told us to not use certain films and not use certain stories on the air. And I feel like that after the Mike Maxwell incident, if you're familiar with that, that he charged AFN with as censorship, that there was time to say something. MACV had an investigation of MACV, and they suggested we would be replaced by competent military personnel, which are the NCOs.
And did any one thing kick this thing off? You performed a coup tonight by doing this on the air. What was the reason for that?
Most recently, Rick Frederickson has been told that he was going up country. Rick is a very dedicated broadcaster, and I felt like that it was just too bad that he couldn't remain here. He only has 2.5 months in country, and they're sending him out to Hontray Island, one of the detachments. And Rick and I worked very close together. And the front officer felt like that Rick and I have been working together late and we're planning the news possibly. So this is, and then a week ago, Hugh Morgan was sent to one of our detachments, and he was told that he had made a statement concerning Vice President Agnew and introducing an Eric Severide commentary, and that he was going up country for that interview, and we know very well that he interviewed Barry Goldwater and asked Barry Goldwater how he felt about the war. And Barry Goldwater, of course, told it like it was. And the interview received unfavorable comments from MACOI. And Captain Williams, who's our OIC, told me the other day that Hugh Morgan had left us because MACV had requested he be taken off the air. And he is off the air as a detachment he is at now.
Bob, are you telling it like it is? I mean, have you been telling it like it has been when you've been newscasting on AFBN here in Saigon?
I say I've tried to tell it like it is. I've been in hot water in and out of it for putting certain films on and for saying certain things that I did.
In your opinion, Bob, is there censorship going on at Armed Forces Vietnam Network here in Vietnam?
Well, I feel that when they tell you not to use particular items, that's censorship as far as I'm concerned.
As of now, Lawrence is under suspension from his job, along with Corporal Thomas Sinkovitz, a sportscaster who allegedly went along with Lawrence's comments on the air. Lawrence is also now in hot water for allegedly refusing to obey a sergeant's order last December. Lawrence has decided to stand court-martial for that instead of accepting company punishment.